With the Maryland Capitol Report, I'm Matt Coates. On Wednesday, a federal judge here in Maryland will hear arguments on blocking President Trump's update of the travel ban. It blocks new visas for citizens of six majority Muslim nations. But before then, another federal judge could grant Washington State's request and extend his freeze of the original ban to cover the new version. Attorney General Brian Frosch says Maryland is joining that effort.
It is a Muslim ban, and as a result, it's unconstitutional.
Barring a new freeze, the Trump order takes effect Thursday. The House begins considering Governor Hogan's $43 billion budget. Debate is set for tonight.
The budget and a companion measure to bring it into balance passed through a House committee Friday and are now headed to the House floor. The committee slashed by more than two-thirds the governor's appropriation for the Boost program, which provides scholarships to private schools. Democrats also cut many of the governor's proposals for relief from required spending. The legislation is expected to pass by the end of the week and then move on to the Senate. In Annapolis, I'm Jill Powell.
And this is the Maryland News Network.
This is only the beginning. The moment you select Maryland as the home of your sporting event, Maryland Sports is ready to work around the clock to make your event a success. In 2016, the Sports Commission for the state of Maryland touched 317 events and generated over $176 million in direct spending in the state. Find out more at marylandsports.us, on Twitter at Maryland Sports, and Facebook at Maryland Sports US.
I'm Maryland Deputy Secretary of Agriculture Jim Eichhorst. Agriculture is one of our most important industries. Now more than ever, our local producers are personally responsible for developing a crop insurance and risk management plan. It's a high-risk business, but we can be prepared. Make sure you have your risk management plan in place. Keep Maryland growing with an investment in crop insurance.
The deadline is March 15th. For more information, contact a crop insurance agent or visit mda.maryland.gov. Brought to you by the State of Maryland. Larry Hogan, Governor.